Greetings, and I pray you're having a blessed day. My name is Pastor G, and I'm honored to be your pastor for the day. I'm the pastor of the Crown Alliance Church in Cortland, New York, and we're located on the north side of Cortland on Route 281. I'd like to invite you to join us for our Sunday morning service at 10 a.m. We also offer the sermon on YouTube and Facebook. You can listen live or search for older messages, as well as archived messages on our church's website. Today, I want to talk about how we need help in our everyday lives just to fight against the things society throws at us. Romans 6:21 describes my daily struggle. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. And if I'm not asking God for help, after a while, I'm feeling like Apostle Paul in verse 24. What a wretched man I am. Well, there are hundreds of self-help books out there. Most of them are telling us to look in the wrong direction to help us overcome the evil influences we face. God, our Creator, is the one that can give us the help we so desperately need. I'm not going to read the verse, but Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 tells us that these forces of evil aren't always things we can see or touch. God is real, but so is our enemy, Satan. But there are a couple factors we need to remember as we struggle with these forces of evil. First, God is the infinite, all-powerful, sovereign creator that's always existed. Second, Satan, the encourager of all things evil, was created by God and therefore is under God in every way. That means he's not infinite, he's not all-powerful, and he's not sovereign. Third, we still need to remember that Satan is powerful and not limited to the physical restrictions that we have. So, that brings us to Paul's revelation of how we can have victory over these forces of evil. Verse 25 tells us, "Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord." Because of Jesus' dying on the cross, we have the power to defeat the influence of Satan and his demons. But to do that, we need to be aware of the powerful tactics Satan uses against us. And one of those tactics is what I call spiritual identity theft. He wants to get us so wrapped up in what we want to identify as, when in reality, our strength comes from realizing that we are a child of God. In summary, Jesus is the only one that can win the spiritual warfare battle with these forces of evil that we face every day. Thanks for taking time to hear my thoughts. Once again, I'm Pastor G from the Crown Alliance Church in Cortland, New York, as your pastor for the day.